This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We've been talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the most wonderful person, the most wonderful being. But everything we do in the kingdom of God has to be done by faith. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to bless everything we do today. We ask you to reveal to us the truth of your mighty word. Show us, we're your children, Lord. Show us how to walk by faith, how to receive by faith the things that you have provided for us in your mighty word. Thank you, Father, for blessing us as we read and study your word today. We give you all the praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, the thing about the kingdom of God, it is a kingdom of faith. It's a kingdom of reading something out of God's word and believing what he says. And when you do that, then the power comes from confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart what is written in the word of God. Now, this is the way you do everything in the Word. Now, that's totally, completely opposite of the way the world does things. Everything in the kingdom is opposite of the way the world works. And, of course, we all live in the world, so we're trained in the world. We believe something after we see it. We believe something, you know, that we see. That we believe the Grand Canyon's there. Yeah, somebody said there's a Grand Canyon out there. Well, yeah, I believe there's a Grand Canyon, but you don't really believe there's a Grand Canyon. You go out there and see that thing, and then you come home and say, there really is a Grand Canyon. Well, that's kind of the way we do everything. We believe that we can have things or after we see it. But it's not that way in the kingdom of God. If you live like that in the kingdom, or if you live like that, you'll live in the world instead of the kingdom, and you'll never get to see God do any wonderful things. First of all, you've got to know who you are in Christ. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you receive him by faith. You don't see Jesus. I've never seen Jesus. I mean, I've never seen him physically. He's never appeared in front of me. I haven't touched the King by physical means, only spiritually. I touch him by touching his word. I touch him by knowing his word. I see the word of God and I know that Jesus is real. But it's totally a thing of faith. I believe by faith. And somebody says, well, this Holy Spirit that you're talking about, I want to receive the Holy Spirit. And they go to meetings everywhere trying to receive the Holy Spirit, trying to see if they can get pushed down, fall down, if they can jump over a seat, or if they can speak in tongues, or if they can prophesy. And they're not, none of them going to believe they're going to get it until they can see some of these results. Well, if you wait to see those results, you may never receive the Holy Spirit. But if you'll receive him by faith, just exactly like we're going to talk about today, I guarantee you the Holy Spirit will come upon you. He will put great and awesome power in you, and he will use you mightily for his kingdom. But if I had waited until the day I saw manifestations to believe, I would have never received the Holy Spirit. If I'd have waited to say, hey, I got to see myself prophesy. I have to see myself speak in tongues. I have to do all these things, or I don't believe I have the Holy Spirit. You're never going to get him. You're never going to get him. I know multitudes of people out there today that say they're prophets, that prophesy, or they say they are. But what they're saying is not coming true. So they're not of God. They're just doing it in the flesh. I see people out there that are speaking in tongues by the thousands. Some of them do it totally in the flesh. They have to do that to believe they've received the Holy Spirit. But there's not no power in their life. They don't do anything for the kingdom of God. They just come to church, that's all. Those people are totally living in the flesh. You've not done it God's way. If you do it God's way, you'll see power in your life. It's amazing. Now then, Jesus, he didn't do any miracles himself. He was a normal man, just like you and me, for the first 30 years of his life. He didn't do any miracles. He didn't do anything except the same thing you and I can do. He walked, he talked, he ate, he made things, he was a carpenter, but he did no miracles. But when the power of the Holy Ghost came upon him, he became a powerful, powerful man of God. And he began to do great and awesome things, but he did them all by the power of the Spirit. Now then, I'm going to go through some of these scriptures today from the Word of God. And I'm going to, as I tell you, that Romans chapter 10, verse 8 and 9, makes a statement. It says, who has believed the Lord's report? And starting with the first verse there. But in verse 8, he says, but it is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is how close the kingdom of God is to you and me today. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That if you will confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and you will believe in your heart that the Father raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's how simple it is to get saved. Some people have awesome experiences with God. I mean, I've heard of people that have had tremendous experiences with God. And he can do anything he wants to do. I mean, he can push on you. He can speak to you. He can do anything he wants to do. But the average person does not have those kind of experiences with God. Most of us, like myself, I had none of those experiences. I was a normal person. I was an 11-year-old boy, and I was in a Baptist church, and I heard the preacher preach. But the Holy Spirit was convicting me because there was something within me telling me I need to go down front. I didn't hear a voice. I just knew something was different. I didn't know what it was. I didn't have enough knowledge to know. But now I know what it was. I know it was the Holy Spirit. I know he was calling me to become a son of God. But he calls everybody to become sons of God. But most people turn him down. But anyway, I went down and accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I didn't remember anything else about it. I didn't remember being baptized, but I did remember the calling of God on my life. But I was a normal person for the next many years. I was a normal child. You know, I just did everything any other child did. I didn't have any experiences with God that I knew of. But later in life, as I began to read the Word and study the Word and everything, I began to get closer to God. And then as I began to really read and research the Word, I was doing what the Word says, not even knowing it. I was drawing near to God, and God was drawing near to me. I had to make that step first. He doesn't make that step first. You have to make that step. So, as I drew near to the King, he drew near to me. And as I started reading and studying the Word, I began to learn these mighty things about salvation, about faith, about how to receive Jesus as my healer, and all the different things that I learned. Well, it's quite simple. In fact, it's so simple. It's so simple. He made it so simple a 4-year-old could get a hold of this. But it's like when we read it, we just don't believe it can be this simple. But this is how simple it is to receive the Holy Spirit. The Lord, first of all, in John chapter 20, verse 21, Jesus, which is now full of the Holy Spirit and power, he's getting close to ready to go back to heaven. So in John chapter 20, this happened, verse 21, it says, then said Jesus to them again, his disciples, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Now, there's a great, powerful message in that. Right there, most people miss. As the Father sent Jesus, what did the Father send Jesus to do? He sent him to the earth to forgive sin. He sent him to the earth to lay hands on the sick. He sent him to the earth to cast out devils. He sent him to the earth for him to demonstrate the power of God to the people so they would know that he was God. Well, that's what the Father sent Jesus to do. Well, look what Jesus said he was sending us to do. He said, peace be unto you as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. So you and I, as sons of God, we're not supposed to go through this life defeated. We're supposed to go through this life with this baptismal power of the Holy Ghost. And we're supposed to be walking in power in a demonstration of the Spirit's power. And God's supposed to be showing up doing great and mighty things for us. But it didn't happen to me for 30, 40 years of my life. So I was a normal Christian. I didn't see anybody else doing it either. So I thought I was normal until I read the book. And then I found out I was not normal. I found out I wasn't doing anything hardly according to what the Word of God says. But Jesus says to his men right here in verse 22, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Now, if Jesus himself breathes on you and says, receive the Holy Ghost, I believe these men received the Holy Ghost. This is exactly what I got when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I got the Holy Ghost, but I didn't get any power. That's exactly what these men got. They didn't get any power. How do I know that? Because the Word tells me that. When I go to Acts chapter 1, this is what happens. I believe with all my heart that if Jesus breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit, they received the Holy Spirit. But they didn't get any power. Because in Acts chapter 1, verse 4, it says, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, you have heard of me. For John has baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from here. Okay. If Jesus told them to not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the baptismal power of the Holy Ghost, then these men that a few days before he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit in John 20. They received the Holy Spirit, but they hadn't received the power that's used for service for the children of God. That's what I missed for 30 years of my life as a Christian. That's why I saw no answers to my prayers. I didn't have many prayers. I didn't even know how to pray. That's why I didn't have, just didn't have the knowledge. I didn't study the Word. But here, and these men did this. They went and did what Jesus said. They went to Jerusalem. And in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 says, and says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. That's something that the church really needs to get a hold of. We need to come into one accord and really get to believing the Word of God. I mean, if Jesus said it in the Word, that's what we ought to believe. I mean, we need to stop fussing and arguing and different denominations and everything else. And denominations don't mean nothing to me anymore. When I go speak, I don't even ask. When they call me, I don't ask what kind of church you are. I could care less what kind of church you are. If I don't care if you're a believer or a non-believer. You ask me to come talk to you about Jesus, I'll come talk to you about Jesus. That's what God sent me to do. But he says,
we have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.